The Trump administration today began its move to drop President Obama's Clean Power Plan. The regulation didn't apply to Alaska, but its goal was to curb climate change, and Alaska certainly has a stake in that. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin looks at how the Trump administration talks about climate change and what it means for Alaska.
When asked about climate change, the nominees for senior posts at the Departments of Interior and Energy have very similar answers. The climate is changing and humans play a role, but how big a role, they just can't say.
Mr. Walker, do you believe that human activity accounts for the majority of climate change since the Industrial Revolution?
Here's Bruce Walker, now Assistant Energy Secretary, responding to Senator Al Franken at a confirmation hearing last month.
I think there is a contribution from man. I couldn't quantify exactly what that is.
And here's Douglas Dominic, an Assistant Secretary at Interior.
I do agree that the climate is changing and that man has a role.
Their written responses were even more uniform. Susan Combs, an Interior Department nominee. I believe that the climate is changing and that man has an influence. Brenda Berman, another Interior nominee. I believe that climate change is not a hoax and that man has an influence. Joe Balash, an Alaskan nominee for Interior. I believe climate is not a hoax and that man has an influence. Over and over, the nominees acknowledge humans have an influence or some impact on climate. But they won't go as far as American science organizations, which have for years said human activity is the primary driver. Some Trump appointees do acknowledge sea level rise is damaging coastal communities. White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert says the administration is committed to dealing with the effects of climate change, just not the causes.
Right now, I will tell you that we continue to take seriously the climate change, not the cause of it, but the things that we observe.
David Hayes was Deputy Interior Secretary in the Obama and Clinton administrations. He says the uniform responses of Trump nominees suggest senior staff will not be free to make decisions based on science.
That signals to me that they're not going to have the discretion, the wherewithal, the air cover to bring the resources to the table to help those Alaskans that are rightly very concerned about what's happening to their coastlines, to their fire risk, to their wildlife, et cetera. And that's just not right.
President Obama made climate change a major emphasis of his second term. For evidence, he repeatedly pointed to coastal erosion in Alaska villages. But the boost in high-level attention on rural Alaska was not paired with a lot of funding to meet the need. And now the White House attention is gone, too. President Trump has called climate change a hoax and has announced he will pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. He shows no sign of making climate change a priority.
Let's be clear about a couple things. The public doesn't care that much about global warming.
Frank Masano is a communications specialist at the Washington Policy Shop of the law firm Bracewell, where his clients include big energy companies. He says when Republican politicians and nominees say man has some impact on climate, they may mean a range of things. He says nominees have assistants to help keep their written answers in line with the administration, which explains the uniformity. Masano says many lower 48 Republicans just don't have that much experience with the question.
Because this just isn't that big of a priority issue for them. And they see it as not that big of a priority issue because the politics surrounding it hasn't been a priority issue for their supporters.
Masano says Alaska leaders seeking government help for the effects of climate change should make their most compelling case. But he points out Republicans and Democrats like infrastructure.
I think certainly the climate change case is going to be less. It's going to be less well received in this administration because this administration is different than the previous administration in terms of where they stand on it. And there's no one should be surprised by that.
Despite the rhetoric, there hasn't been a complete about face on the ground. State of Alaska employee Sally Russell Cox works on village relocation. She says so far, the same federal agencies are still cooperating with her.
I don't want to jinx any of it because, you know, I don't, you know, maybe it's that it hasn't come to somebody's attention. I don't know.
That could change. The Trump administration is not fully staffed yet. At Interior, only three presidential appointees had been sworn in by early October, out of 17 positions requiring Senate confirmation. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.